Welcome everyone, and thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in a teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start a question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Roamy's conference call to discuss 2018's first quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.roamy.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luis Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayef, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Cassiano will comment on the company's 2018's fourth quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending the fourth quarter 2018 earnings release conference call of Industrias Fomi. We released our quarterly results with a significant increase in revenue due to the strong order entry in Fomi Machines business unit during the previous quarter, reflecting a gradual but still volatile recovery in the domestic market. As a result, our net debt, as expected, decreased. Fomi Machine Tools business unit reported an increase in revenue and a similar order entry when compared with the fourth quarter of 2017. The increase in revenue in the fourth quarter and in 2018 was mainly due to the launch of new products and the improvement of demand in the domestic market, which, combined with a strong cost and expenses control, resulted in a significant increase in margins on this division. Our German operation, Burkhardt & Weber business unit, presented a recovery in the fourth quarter when compared with the previous quarters. However, in 2018, due to the increase in industrial inflation in Germany and change in the mix of products, we released earnings far below our potential. The focus in 2019 is to turn around these units. In the casting iron parts business unit, we had a challenge quarter and year. The decrease on the demand of heavy casting iron parts impacted the profitability of this division in both quarter and year of 2018. Regarding the topic of non-recognition of the gain related to the current tax claim called state VAT on sales in the basis of federal sales tax calculation, we continue with an additional paragraph in the independent auditor's report. All the details are disclosed in the financial statements and all market announcements made during 2018. Additionally, in another active tax claim called Summer Plan, we obtained the credit authorization to compensate it on April 10, 2018. Therefore, we recognize in the second quarter financial statements a gain of 40.1 million reais net of tax and other expenses, already considering the benefits of the interest on capital declared also in April. We finished 2018 with a satisfactory result, mainly in the Fomi Machine business unit. Our team is engaged and prepared for the 2019 challenges. We entered this year with a relatively low backlog. However, we are currently noting an improvement in the domestic market. Therefore, we are very confident and committed to achieve the goals set for this year. Now, I would like to pass the word to Fabio, who will detail our earnings results for the fourth quarter of 2018. Welcome, Fabio.
Thank you, Cassiano. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us our fourth quarter 2018 conference call. Beginning the slide number three, here are the highlights. We have highlighted the net revenues in the fourth quarter that grew about 27% compared to the fourth quarter 2017. Rowing machines and BW machines were the business units responsible for such revenues increase. For the entire year of 2018, rowing net revenues amounted to 744 million, highest revenues in history. Order entry in the fourth quarter 2018 increased by 4.1% compared to the fourth quarter 2017. BW machines closed important projects in this quarter, which positively impacted the order entry. For the whole year of 2018, order entry increased about 18%, not only due to BW orders, but also due to rowing machines performance, which brought 25% more orders when compared to 2017. Such increase is due to the new generation of machines launched in 2018 and the Brazilian economy recovery. Rowing machines net revenues in the fourth quarter increased about 34% compared to the same period, 2017. Gross and operating margins also grew by 6.7 and 11.9 points, respectively. The operational efficiency, several projects focusing on profitability, and the higher revenues contributed to such increases. Cash generation in the fourth quarter 2018 was about 15 million reais, reducing the net debt to 33 million by the year-end, mainly to the increase in revenues and reduction on inventories. Slide number four. Gross fixed capital formation, which is the gray line here in this chart, for the fourth consecutive quarter has shown a positive development. Here we can see that this index had a positive development last year, reflecting the gradual recovery of the Brazilian economy and investment in 2018. This improvement in the macro scenario positively reflects in the order entry, especially machines, as noted in the rowing machines order entry. Slide number five. In this first chart, we can see that utilization of installed capacity grew in 2018 and when compared to the previous years, showing that industrials have utilized better its installed capacity in 2018. About the industrial confidence index in the chart right below, we also see a positive development in 2018 and beginning of 2019 when compared to the previous years. A more predictable scenario creates a better environment for investment, which might reflect in the capital goods industry. The chart number six. The demanding sectors for rowing machines in 2018 shows an increase in the machines and equipment sectors, also in the job shops, agriculture, and a few others. It shows that more industrial segments perspectives are being positively impacted by a better macroeconomic scenario and consequently, more confidence in making new investments. In the business unit, BW machines, it's usual to have more concentration in a few sectors as it produce larger machines, larger projects for niches. In 2018, machines and equipment was the main sector, followed by the engine systems. Aerospace and oil and gas, which were sectors that BW developed technical solutions a few years ago, also appears in both years. In the castings iron parts unit, as we have already announced in the previous calls, that 2018 was going to be a challenging year, especially for heavy castings iron parts, due to the temporarily lower demand from the wind power segment. This segment this segment reduced its participation from 58% to 42% in 2018, being partially compensated by the other three segments: automotive, agriculture, construction, and mining equipment. Slide number 7. In terms of net sales per business unit, Roman Machines have increased its revenues in 2018, as already mentioned, and consequently its participation from 43% to 49% of the consolidated revenues in 2018. BW Machines' participation was slightly higher this year, and casting iron parts decreased 8 points due to the lower volume of orders related to heavy castings iron parts. Slide number 8. In the net revenue distribution, domestic market accounted for 57% of the net revenues in 2018. Europe continued to be the main market abroad, followed by Asia, that grew in 2018 due to a higher BW project in that continent. Slide number 9. Order entry for roaming machines in the fourth quarter 2018 was pretty similar to the fourth quarter 2017. And for the whole year, we see an increase of 25%, mainly due to the launch of new machines in 2018, and also due to the recovery of the Brazilian economy. BW Machines had a very good quarter in terms of order entry, 149% higher than the fourth quarter 2017. Important projects were closed in this quarter. And when we look at the whole year, also demonstrating an important increase of 64.4% in the orders. In the casting iron parts, as we mentioned, this 2018 was a challenging year for the casting iron parts business unit, mainly due to the lower demand of heavy casting parts, so it impacted the order entry. We decreased in the fourth quarter 18 compared to the fourth quarter 2017, and also in the annual comparison, that decreased by 16.2% in 2018. In the backlog, by the end of 2018 was 21.6% higher than December 2017. We see an increase of 8.1% in the wrong machines, and a significant increase the backlog of BW machines, mainly due to the strong order entry in the last quarter 2018, and a decrease of about 3% in the casting iron parts, mainly due to the lower volume of heavy castings in 2018. Slide number 10, this is the cost structures. What we see in 2018 is that the more fixed costs and expenses like labor, depreciation, and general expenses have been diluted. And the more the variable part of the cost, which is material, have increased in 2018. It means that when we increased production and we were able to reduce fixed costs, and mainly in the rolling machines business unit, that we can see later on that it positively impacted the operating margins. Slide number 11. It's profitability section. Gross margin in the fourth quarter 2018 reached 28.1%, a little bit below 29.5% of gross margin in the fourth quarter 2017. We have the three different business units. Roaming machines have increased its gross margin. However, BW machines due to the mix of products and inflation reduce its gross margin, as well as casting business have decreased its gross margin, mainly due to the lower volume and mix of products. With the increase of revenues in the fourth quarter, even though gross margin have decreased, operating profit and operating margins have increased in the fourth quarter 2018 compared to 2017, as you can see here, from 10.9% to 12.1%. In the slide number 12, EBITDA margin and EBITDA is the same behavior of operating profit and operating margins. We see an increase in this first quarter compared to the first quarter 2017. And for the net income, fourth quarter was a strong quarter, and net profit in this first quarter amounted to 21%. A net margin of 8.5%. For the entire year, we see an increase in net profit from 38 million to 84.3 million. This increase was also because we had this tax credit recorded in April 2018, sorry, which impacted the net profit by 40.1 million. So if we exclude this 40.1 million of the 84.3, it would be 44.2, slightly better than 2017. Slide number 13. This is the business unit's results. Starting with roaming machines, we can see an increase in volume. So revenues increased from in 2018 from 2017. Also we have a better mix of products, and gross margin increased from 35.8% to 41%. And positively impacted also the EBITDA margin that grew from 11% to about 16.5% in 2018. The BW machines, in euros, the revenues were quite similar in both years, 2018 and 17, but this is in reais, so it increased by 21%. However, due to the mix of products with the smaller machines in 2018 and inflation, it hurt the margins, decreasing gross margin from 22.3% to 16.7%, and it also reduced the EBITDA margin from 8.5% to 1.9%. And in the casting iron parts unit, we see a decrease in volume, as mentioned, especially heavy casting iron parts. It impacted the operating margins, reducing the gross margin from 22.3% to 12.8%, and also EBITDA margin from 16.4% to 8.4% in 2018, but it's still in a positive level. Slide number 14, this is a cash position. In the fourth quarter, as we mentioned in the highlights, we generated about 14 million reais cash, reducing the net debt by the year end to 33 million about. For 2018, there was a cash consumption of about 31 million, mainly because we increased a lot production of roaming machines. And there was some allocation of working capital, especially in inventories, and also profit distribution. We end up 2018 with a net debt of 33 million, what is considered a reasonable level for the company. And slide number 15, this is the share performance. the last 2 years, the share performed much better than the Ibovespa. We concluded most of the reorganization of the company by the end of 2016. So now we have 2 years of a positive profitability and also cash generation. Also, the macroeconomic scenario in Brazil is better than 2 years ago, which positively impacted also the performance in general. And so in the last 2 years, our shares performed much better than the Ibovespa index. So in the last 2 years, Romy shares increased its price by 293.3% against 56.8% Ibovespa index. Here we end our presentation of the first quarter 2018 results of Indústrias Romy. And now I would like to move to the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you very much for participating in the fourth quarter earnings release of Indústrias Romy. We'll be available during this quarter to answer any questions, and I see you in the first quarter earnings release in April. Thank you.
That does conclude Romy's quarter earnings results conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.